Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rene Lachman. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Sheldon. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Raleigh Sheldon. And now, play ball. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Cater moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Cater moves to third. Buford moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Cater scores. Buford moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Hershberger reaches third base with a triple. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hershberger scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Harrelson steals second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charles moves to second. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Berry reaches second base with a double. Hansen goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. John reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jack Aker now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aker strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Skowron reaches third base with a triple. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green has Skowron trapped. There's the throw to Lachman and over to Charles, who tags Skowron for the out. Ward moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lachman bunts towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Lachman moves to second. Two outs. Skip Lockwood pinch hits for Jack Aker. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a line drive into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Locker now pitching. Mike Hirschberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Mike Hirschberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hirschberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hirschberger strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Skowron hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Green hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Billy Bryan pinch hits for Rene Lachman. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with locker covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with locker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Bryan now catching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Bob Locker. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Bryan and he is out, Charles applying the tag. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Diego Seghi. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hershberger hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Buford now playing third base. Al Weiss now playing second base. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Martin and he is out, Weiss applying the tag. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hansen is hit by the pitch. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Berry is hit by the pitch. Hansen moves to second. John Wyatt now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to third. Berry moves to second. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Danny Cater. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on Green. Hansen scores. Berry moves to third. Martin moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Dave Nicholson pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a ball on the ground towards left field. Reynolds picks it up and throws to third to catch Martin for the out. Berry scores. Nicholson moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Jim Dixon now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Nicholson now playing left field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. he's got one RBI. Green is hit by the pitch. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Green moves to second. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0 for 1 in the game. Brian strikes out. One out. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for Tommy Reynolds. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is hit by the pitch. Johnny Blanchard pinch hits for Jim Dixon. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Green scores. Rosario moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosario scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Campaneris moves to third. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Howard now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Campaneris scores. Hershberger moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 6, Athletics, 6. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing left field. Catfish Hunter now pitching. Johnny Blanchard now playing right field. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss bunts towards the mound. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCraw moves to second. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard bunts towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to third. Weiss moves to second. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Hansen is walked intentionally. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Berry strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Krause now pitching. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. McCraw moves to second. It's 7-6, White Sox. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0-for-2 in the game. Brian strikes out. One out. Jose Tardabul pinch hits for Lou Krause. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul takes first base on ball 4. John O'Donohue pinch runs for Jose Tardabul. Frank Larry now pitching. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.